Here with senior running back of the NDSU Bison, Barika Penny. Barika, it was your senior year homecoming. You had a couple of rushing touchdowns. What were the emotions like going through that homecoming, all the fans there, and then being able to really put on a show when the lights were shining bright?
It was electric. You know, we wanted to make sure we made a statement. We know how USD is, and the past couple of years how that was, and we just want to stay focused on the best of our abilities, and we came down, we showed that for real.
I hope that at the beginning of the season you had talked about how you wanted to be able to prove you could be a lead back at the Division I level. I think to this point, through one game of Valley play in the non-conference, you've done a heck of a job. What has went into your work and preparation day after day to be able to be that successful back that you are as you guys are five games through the season?
It was the off-season. It doesn't just start now. It was the off-season, the mentality we had going into off-season. And then also the preparation we go before every game, making sure we practice really hard. Attention to detail in the film room, all that type of stuff. So there's a collection of things. I couldn't just say one thing, but, you know, I think we're doing a tremendous job in the running back room on making sure we're attention to detail and making sure we have a chip on our shoulder.
When you look at all facets of your offense, the offensive line is blocking really darn well. You guys are averaging over 5 yards a clip this season. Cole is throwing the ball really well. The receivers are doing their jobs. How is that helping open things up for you guys in the running back room to be able to be this multi-layered offense?
I mean, it just shows the dimensions of where we can really hurt you at. You know, you got Cole. I hope people can find out that he can throw the ball now. There's no second guessing that. And we got receivers who can open up the field, and it makes our job easier. I mean, you load up the box. We got Bryce Lance, Makai Collins, Chris Harris, all those guys who can hurt you out there. And then we got, if you want to go on the run, we go read option. You know, we got Cole who can run the ball, very specimen. So I feel like on our offense, we got so many different weapons that we can hurt you at. And, you know, if it's one week that y'all want to take away the run, we can hurt you with the pass. So I think, like I said, it's how many ways we can hurt you. Pick your poison.
I don't know if you're aware of it or not yet, but your defense through four games has given up 30 total points. So you guys are giving up just basically a touchdown a game. How has the efficiency of your defense and the strength of your defense been able to help you guys offensively prepare each and every week? Because I'm sure it's the cliche, iron sharpens iron, but you guys are both sides of the ball really fun on all cylinders.
I think they, just from the offseason, they made us better, we made them better. And us to see how well they're doing this season, like we had no surprise that like this is going to happen for real. And the way they go out every single weekend, we don't have to worry about anything like that. We know they got our back, we got their back, and it's just, you know, complimentary team play. So I love how they're doing it, and they make our job real easy.
As you approach this weekend on the road at Illinois State, a top 10 matchup nationally, you guys, I'm sure, don't care about the national television, under the lights, things of those sorts. But how are you guys entering and preparing against a Redbird squad that's really, really talented, and you're just going to give you the best shot?
I feel like anybody who plays the Bison will give us the best shot. So it doesn't matter who the opponent is. Like, we know that we got to be on our best, you know, be at our best. And so, you know, we know that the Redbirds are going to give us their best, and we got to show out and make sure that we're ready to play. So.
Last thing I have for you is what is that edge or that biggest key for you guys offensively to be successful and to continue your winning ways in Valley play?
Eating crumbs, being humble, knowing that any given week it could change. Right now we're at the top right now, and I know people are trying to get us down, but you know, we're just eating crumbs every step of the way, and we know that if we keep working, putting the work in, keep our head down, the sky's the limit for us, and we know that, we see that, and we're doing everything we can to keep that level minded.